Chapter 32, Manasseh and Josiah, the Worst and the Best. The kingdom of Judah was once more brought low during Manasseh's wicked reign. Paganism was revived, and many were led into idolatry. Manasseh made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to err, and to do worse than the heathen. Gross evils sprang up and flourished: tyranny, oppression, hatred of all that is good. Justice was perverted, violence prevailed. Yet the trying experiences through which Judah had safely passed during Hezekiah's reign had developed a sturdiness of character in many that now served as a bulwark against iniquity. Their testimony in behalf of truth aroused the anger of Manasseh, who endeavored to silence every voice of disapproval. Manasseh shed innocent blood, till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another. One of the first to fall was Isaiah, who for more than half a century had stood as the appointed messenger of Jehovah. Others suffered mocking and scourging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed with the sword, RSV. Some who suffered persecution during Manasseh's reign were commissioned to bear special messages of reproof. The king of Judah, the prophets declared, hath done wickedly above all which were before him. Because of this, the inhabitants of the land were to be carried captive to Babylon, there to become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies. But those who in a strange land should put their trust wholly in the Lord would find a sure refuge. Faithfully the prophet spoke to Manasseh and his people, but backsliding Judah would not heed. As an earnest of what would befall the people should they continue impenitent, the Lord permitted their king to be captured by Assyrian soldiers who bound him with fetters, and carried him to Babylon. This affliction brought the king to his senses. He humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers, and he was entreated of him, and heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord he was God. But this repentance came too late to save the kingdom from the influence of years of idolatrous practices. Among those whose life had been shaped beyond recall was Manasseh's own son, who came to the throne at the age of 22. King Amon walked in all the way that his father walked in. He forsook the Lord, the God of his fathers. The wicked king was not permitted to reign long. Only 2 years from the time he ascended the throne, he was slain in the palace by his own servants, and the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his stead.